Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Monday, January 15th, 2024, 10 a.m. Central in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Beautiful, but very cold. We're going to talk a little bit about Second Sunday, the OSR at Lake Geneva Games, and a couple other things because we're just getting back for the new year. Welcome back. Welcome to 2024. It is colder than it's been in a long time here. Negative temperatures started up a couple days ago and apparently are going to continue through another week. We've got this polar vortex bearing down on the northern half of the United States. And, well, you know, that's what happens when the temperature goes up globally and the jet stream is disrupted and you get a lot of cold air flow coming off the northern pole at this time of year. So get used to it. Negative wind chills. It's horrible. It's horrible out. Absolutely. Hey there, Vince. The Vince himself is here. Hey, buddy, I've got that bumper for a theme song for the OK Grognard Show, but I have yet to figure out exactly how to incorporate it. Let me know if you can hear this. Yeah, see, I haven't figured out exactly how to incorporate that media in there. But, yeah, that's a bumper for a theme song for the beginning of the show. And it sounds really good when you can hear it. And when I can figure out how to incorporate it, you'll be able to hear it at the front of the show. Vince and his crew put that together for me. It was very kind of you. It's very cool. Vince couldn't make it yesterday for the OSR, the old school renaissance at Lake Geneva Games, second Sunday. Too cold. A lot of people missed yesterday. Do not feel bad about that. It was pretty quiet in the afternoon. Ken did make it out, and a handful of people joined him in the evening. It had kind of warmed up a bit by then. It was pretty still yesterday. It wasn't very windy, so despite the low temperatures, despite the negative temperatures, it wasn't absolutely horrible like it is with negative temperatures and a windy day. So hopefully not too windy today, because it's going to be just as cold, and I've got to get over to the store in a little bit, do a little salting, do a little shoveling, do a little mopping after yesterday's mess. I got just about everything done except putting a fresh mop to the floor. Just too wet. Can't mop late at night when people are in and out at the end of the night, ferrying stuff to their vehicles and, you know, making multiple trips and running back in because they forgot something. And the floor's just too wet to actually mop because you need to be able to vacuum first. Well, you know, this is all exciting stuff, right? But second Sunday, the first edition / Osric game did go off and had a decent crowd despite the temperatures, so that's good. Don't forget, that is something we do every second Sunday. We utilize the game space for old school Renaissance games. Vince is setting up a HeroQuest game. There's a dungeon board game and some other old school things on the shelves there. If people want to just stop in and play, then just remember, second Sunday in February and second Sunday in March and second Sunday in every month of the year would be a good time to do that. If you have ancient rules game, like a first edition or an original edition D&D game, or classic Star Frontiers, or Boot Hill, or any number of other chivalry and sorcery, any number of other 70s or even 80s, I suppose, rule set that you want to trot out and play. Let's not fool ourselves. Let's not talk about third edition D&D as if it's an OSR game. It's not old enough. No. Second edition? Sure. Yeah, I want to play some second edition. Anything from the previous millennium? Anything earlier than third edition? I hesitate to include the 90s. I want to say 70s and 80s, but I suppose some 90s stuff might be inevitable. In any event, just check it out. There's plenty of space. It's not like you can't play other things when you're there anyway. So feel free to come on out. Utilize the space. It's what it's there for. But, you know, ideally we're looking for some old school Renaissance stuff. So if you've got a retro clone, I mean, Ken really does run Osric because he wants it available to his players, and it's a little pricey to pick up those first edition rule books nowadays, even the player's handbook, so he doesn't put that on them. So we'll see what happens, but I'm running a first edition game myself, but now I'm working on Second Sunday, so I get to host the event from behind the register, and well, I'm trudging along with my doing inventory and other things. But it's good to be there when it's happening. And I'm sad that I can't run events on Second Sunday anymore, but I'll run them at other times. Hey, don't forget, too, Jason is doing his 51 for 51 January. He turned 51 on January 9th, and he made a New Year's resolution that he was going to get 51 board games in over the course of January. And I think he's like at 28 or something. So he's ahead of the game. Feel free to jump over to the Lake Geneva Games Discord server and ping him there about joining you to play a board game of some type. Any kind of game, really. I think he'll play EDH. I think he'll play... I don't know if he's got time for role-playing games. He likes knocking out a lot of board games and card games because those he can play multiple games in one sitting then with multiple people or the same people over multiple games. We did like five games one night, a handful of us, four or five of us, and it was a lot of fun. In any event, OSR at LGG, Second Sunday. That's the thing that we're talking about today. This is the first show of the year. I'm adding some things. I'm working out some sound stuff with Vince, some music stuff, like that bumper and a theme song. And I am working on some other things for the show. But... mainly, I got to get my campaign up and running, and I owe Wendy a file, which I need to finish up later this week, because it's just been haunting me and plaguing me. They always say perfection is the enemy of completion, right? Is that the phrase? It's something like that. In other words, if you're never satisfied with your output, you'll never actually be finished with it, and sometimes you just got to get it done and let it go. So I need to do that with a file that I owe Wendy. So Wendy, if you're watching, sorry I'm taking so long. I'm such a right son of a gun. Anyway, Vince, thanks for showing up today. A few other people I can see are floating around in there. Thank you very much for checking out the show. And we'll shut her down now, right? We'll say this has been... The OK Grognard. So we've been talking about Second Sunday, the OSR at Lake Geneva Games. Come out and join us any Second Sunday. Play some OSR games and bring your favorites. by all means, it'll be a good time for everyone. The show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central, and it's then archived on YouTube. Like, subscribe, follow, do all those cool things. And thanks to our Patreon supporters, Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Leisling of Kessel Entertainment, Heath Farndon of the NPD and D20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and as always, Shane Bradley, DM Extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Thank you very much, and bye-bye.